Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Glory, Jesus. Bless you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. All right, we come to worship God. He's still God. Still on the throne. Still cares for his own. Hallelujah. He'll never leave us nor forsake us. Hallelujah. I will pray the Father. He will send you another comforter who will abide with you forever. I will not leave you comfortless. Hallelujah. Comfort ye my people. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I'm here in Jesus' name. How about you? Except the Lord build the house, they that labor, they that build it labor in vain. Let us build our house on Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm here by default. Praise God. One left standing. How about you? By default. Hallelujah. And my prayer today is that I would be weak enough and foolish enough to be service to God and to his people. Amen. Not by works of righteousness. Not by power, nor by might, by my spirit, saith the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory. We have come into this house, gathered in his name to worship him. We have come into this house, gathered in his name to worship him. We have come into this house, gathered in his name to worship Christ our Lord. Worship him, Jesus Christ, our Lord. So forget about yourself. Concentrate on him and worship him. So forget about yourselves. Concentrate on him and worship him. So forget about yourselves, concentrate on him, and worship Christ, our Lord. Worship him, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. The Spirit of the Lord picked old Philip up and took him out by that eunuch, reading the scriptures. Understand what thou readest? How can I, except some man should guide me? And he desired Philip to come up with him into the chariot. He was reading from the book. Hallelujah. Book of Isaiah. Hallelujah. About the lamb led to slaughter. He said, who is the prophet talking about? Himself or some other man? And he preached unto him Jesus. So today I preach unto you Jesus. The author and the finisher of our faith. He who have begun a good work in you. As many as received him, he gave power to become sons of God. Even to them that believe on his name. So I speak to you, children of God. Not to the world. Not to the gainsayers. Not to the scoffers. We speak to you, children of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If we would receive the word, the engrafted word, we would have to receive it with meekness. You know, the word goes out, but not all receive the word. Not all process the word right. But there's nothing wrong with the word. Every word of God is pure. The word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, dividing asunder between joints and spirit, soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. So what you receive, what you hear, depends on you, what state you're in, how God's placed you in the body, how you've yielded yourself and submit to God, how you humble yourself. That determines what you hear, not what I say. Hallelujah. So I'm going to say it in the spirit of God, in the righteousness of God. Some believe not. Not here to tell you anything new. Here to encourage you to run on. Hallelujah. Faint not. In due season ye shall reap if you faint not. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And we being exceedingly tossed with tempest. The next day we lighten the ship. Are we being exceedingly tossed with tempest? And we must lighten the ship. Paul said, let us lay aside every weight and the sin that does so easily beset us, so that we can run with patience the race that is set before us. Hallelujah. It's a race of endurance. Not how fast you run, how quick you start, but he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. I believe we must believe unto the saving of the soul. We are saved, but that's by faith. To truly be saved, we must get to the end of faith. Reaching the end of our faith, even our salvation. But to get to the salvation, we must keep the faith. That's the war we're in, the exceeding great tempest. It's the trial of our faith, which is very, very precious. It's necessary. Because there are things that we think are essential. There's things that we believe might be important, and they're not. That's why there's a sifting. That's why there's a shaking. So that the things that are not removed can stand. That's why our works are tried by fire. To burn up all the rubbish which we think we need. You know, forms and fashions, rituals and customs. We don't need that. We need Jesus. Hallelujah. I told you I was going to preach unto you, Jesus. Hallelujah. He is the author and the finisher of our faith. Hallelujah. Glory. So we've come this far by faith. The man of God has preached to us, and faith come by hearing. Have we heard? And hearing by the word of God. So now is the testing of our faith. It's very precious. Don't despise it. Hallelujah. Cherish it. I'm going to read from James for a moment. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. From the Holy Scriptures, by the will of God, James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad. Greeting. My brethren, count it all joy. When ye fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trial of your faith worketh patience. What do we do? But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think he shall receive anything of the Lord. Let the brother of low degree rejoice that he is exalted. The brother of low degree. Let him rejoice that he is exalted, but the rich that he is made low, because as the flower of the grass he shall pass away. For the sun is no sooner risen with a burning heat, but it withereth the grass and the flower thereof falleth, and the grace and fashion of it perisheth, so also shall the rich man fade away in his ways. Blessed is the man that endureth temptation. For when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. Thank you, Lord. Let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. If there were not sin in us, we couldn't be tempted. We are tempted. That's because we're in a body of sin. All right? Jesus, in the body of flesh, was tempted. The God-man, what a marvelous, wonderful, excellent account of God's love to us. Jesus Christ, God in the flesh, who humbled himself, became obedient. Excuse me. Help me, Lord. Then when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin, and sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. For the wages of sin is death. I'm going to preach Jesus. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Do not err, my beloved brethren. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above. And cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness. There is no shadow of turning with him. Of his own will begat he us with the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear. Swift to hear, slow to speak. The one facilitates the other. Swift to hear make you slow to speak. Where there's much speaking, there's much sin. There are things that we are authorized to speak, should speak. We seem to be reluctant to speak. There's things we shouldn't say. We seem to be so ready to say them. Slow to wrath. For the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. One time the disciples said, Lord, you want us to call down fire on them? Do you want us to call down fire on them? He said, you don't know what spirit you're of. Son of man came not to destroy men's lives, but to save them. Hallelujah. Wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word which is able to save your souls. But be ye doers of the word, not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. Or if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself and goeth his way, and straightway forget what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deeds. Pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this: to visit the fatherless and the widows in their afflictions, and to keep himself unspotted from the world. Hallelujah. Unspotted from the world. How is that done? How do we do this? You know, we read the scriptures and the question presents itself, well, how do we do that? How do we keep ourselves in the love of God? How do we keep ourselves unspotted from the world? How do we please God? You know, things we're ordained to do. How do we do that? How do we endure hardness as good soldiers? Good soldiers of Jesus Christ. How do we grow in grace? And then the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. How do we do it? Thank you, Father. Am I not an apostle? Am I not free? Have I not seen Jesus Christ our Lord? Are ye not my work in the Lord? If I be not an apostle unto others, yet doubtless I am to you. For the seal of mine apostleship are ye in the Lord. Update that. We are the proof of the prophet's ministry. We are. He may not be a prophet to others, may not have been. We are the seal. His ministry. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Well, I'll add to that. Thank you, Father. Would to God ye could bear with me a little in my folly, and indeed bear with me. For I'm jealous over you with godly jealousy. We're talking about the work of the prophet. For I have espoused you to one husband, that I may present you, as a chaste virgin before Christ. But I fear, lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, not overly, gradually, subtly, little by little. That's how the adversary works. And before you realize it, you're in a place you don't want to be, and you don't know how to get back to where you should be. That's how he works. We know that. So your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. Man love complication. But the gospel is not complicated. And Paul's fear was that the people of God would be moved away from the simplicity by the complexity of their minds. Now, as touching things offered unto idols, help me, Jesus. We know that we all have knowledge. Knowledge puffeth up, but charity edifieth. If any man think that he knoweth anything, he knoweth nothing yet as he ought to know. If any man love God, the same is known of him. But you chose knowledge. And men like to choose knowledge. Don't know how to handle it. You know, man has lots of knowledge today, don't you? He's glorifying God in it, isn't he? He's serving God and loving God with all the knowledge he has. Serving himself, going against God, against the laws of God, against the purpose of God, as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge. God gave them more. But just to talk about knowledge, because it is a stumbling block for us, because it prevents us from humbling ourselves. That's why God sent the messenger to Paul. Because he had much knowledge, abundant revelations. So it was necessary that God sent him the messenger to buffet him so that he wouldn't exalt himself above measure. In his measure, not a problem, but above measure. Man is more likely to exalt himself above measure and not walk in the fullness of his measure God rightly gave him. We all have a measure God gave us. We're not so quick to walk in that. But the measure that don't belong to us, we're quick to assume that. And knowledge is any kind of knowledge. I'm not talking about any knowledge puffs up. That's the law. That's how it's written. If you have knowledge, then it puffs up. There have to be a counter for that. That's why the messenger was sent to Paul. That's any knowledge you have. That's what it does. So there have to be a something for that. Something to counter it. Of course, we'll have to take the vaccine that counters it. We don't want that. Huh? We don't want the medicine that counters it. So we walk haughty, heady, high-minded. And we say, well, I have knowledge. But of course, Scripture said we know nothing yet as we ought to know. I wouldn't be so quick to get, I'm not so quick to get knowledge, except the excellent knowledge. You can get all of that you want. But that's not the knowledge men desire. They like knowledge of medicine, knowledge of physiology, knowledge of psychology. Beware, lest any man spoil you through philosophy. Huh? That stuff will rob you. Vain deceit. Tradition of men. The rudiments of the world and that which is not after Christ. So, I'm careful of any knowledge other than the excellent knowledge. I don't want to have any knowledge that prevents me from the excellent knowledge. Hallelujah. That's even Scripture. Folk know Scriptures, but they don't have the humility. They hear the word, but don't humble themselves. Why? Well, knowledge. That's what prevents us from doing what God wants us to do. It's that knowledge we have, not the excellent knowledge. The excellent knowledge you have, you get right on in there and do it. It's the other knowledge that you have, brothers and sisters. You know, I know how to pray. I know how to do this. I have this revelation, and that's the knowledge that prevents us. Paul said, I'm determined to know nothing among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. Hallelujah. That's all I would know about you, brother. Jesus Christ and him crucified. Hallelujah. Yeah, and is risen again. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I don't want to know how to build an aircraft and don't know how to serve Jesus. Know how to cook great meals and don't know how to love my brother. No, 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 no. Be a great seamstress? Huh? Can't be kind one to another? I don't want that knowledge. I'm talking to you. Hallelujah. 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 I don't want to be a great welder, brother.
That's right.
Huh?
That's right.
And not to know how to love one another with a pure heart fervently. Huh? Well, we need to check ourselves, huh? What kind of knowledge are we acquiring? What kind of knowledge do we desire? How to humble yourself? That's good knowledge. Jesus Christ will teach you that. Yes. How to humble yourself. Yes. How to deny yourself. Yes. How to take up your cross. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It is what we're called to do, isn't it?
Yes.
Lord, what would you have me to do?
Amen.
Deny yourself. Take up your cross. Follow me daily. Forsake all that you have. Come and follow me. Because if any man forsake not all that he has, he cannot be my disciple. We might be deceived into thinking we've actually given all. Thank you, Father. You know, there are some things we like to keep. That's why the tribulation. That's why the shaking. That's why the sifting. We don't need that stuff. What do we need? I'm going to preach to you, Jesus. Jesus and the resurrection. Hallelujah. You know, he's begotten us again into a lively hope. That's by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead to an inheritance. Incorruptible and undefiled, that fadeth not away, is reserved in heaven for us. Not kept by our own power, not kept by our knowledge, not kept by the government, huh? But kept by the power of God.
Hallelujah.
Hmm? Through faith unto salvation. Ready to be revealed in the last time. Hallelujah. Glory. Yeah, we don't have power to keep ourselves. But he's able to keep that which is committed unto him. He's not able to keep what you're holding on to, but that which is committed unto him. Listen to me now. He's able to keep that which is committed unto him. Not what you don't commit to him. You know, some things we like to handle ourselves. You know. We'll take care of the small stuff, give the big stuff to God, right? Oh, I can handle this, Lord. But we can't. We can do all things through Christ. I told you I was going to preach to you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Yeah, our strength is in him. Our strength is in Christ. Our wisdom is in Christ. Huh? Our might is in Christ. Huh? Everything is in Christ. Because God put everything in Christ. Hallelujah. Who humbled himself. Huh? That's why men can't find the things of God. He put them in Christ. They say, that's so foolish. Huh? Let us take heed now. That's so foolish. You know, what are we going to do, man? We need tanks and we need bazookas. We need Jesus. Hallelujah. Why, brother? Because ye are complete in him, who is the head of all principality and power. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Nothing like it. We are complete in Christ. But perhaps we try to do things in our own power. How can you tell? If you're not getting it done. If you're worried. If you're fearful. If you're doubtful. That's how you tell. When you have confidence, then you're letting Christ work. Hallelujah. Huh? When you say, I know my Redeemer living. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Though he slay me, yet will I trust him. When he has tried me, I shall come forth as gold. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, we're in a good place. Oh, yeah. Right where God wants us, huh? Hallelujah. You know, he intended to save us. He don't know the way. I think he knows. He's a good shepherd. Lay down his life for the sheep. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God, sons of God. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, sons of God, that we should be called the sons of God, sons of God. Therefore, the world does not know you. Didn't know him. Hallelujah. And we don't even look like sons of God. But now are we the sons of God? Hallelujah. Now are we the sons of God? Hallelujah. Fear not, little flock. It is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. You bring us out here to die? Oh, yeah. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. That's so that you might live in him. Glory to God. Yeah. Born crucified. Hallelujah. That's what Jesus told Pilate for this cause. Came out into the world. To this end was I born. Well, what do you think your cause and end is? That's right. We're holding on to them lives, though. We're holding on. But if we be dead with him, we shall also live with him. Hallelujah. We suffer with him. We'll be raised together with him. Hallelujah. Glory. All right. Thank you, Jesus. So, dwell together in unity, huh? Good and pleasant. Behold, how good and how pleasant it is when brethren dwell together in unity. Like the oil poured upon Aaron's head, ran down upon his beard, ran down upon his skirt. There God commanded the blessing. There God commanded the blessing. Hallelujah. We have to attain unto the good and pleasant, though. It's not just happenstance. We like good and pleasant. I do. Here we are together. Let's attain unto the good and pleasant. How do we do that? Well, we've been talking about it. We've been talking about how you do that. You know, deny yourself. Esteem others better than yourself. Humble yourself. Serve one another. Show hospitality one to another. That's how we attain to the good and pleasure. Don't seek your own, but the things of God. Well, if we're not attaining to the good and pleasant, what's wrong, Pastor? I just covered it. God's not a liar. When we meet the conditions, it happens like God says. If it hadn't happened, then God didn't lie. We've not met the conditions. You know, the gospel of Christ, it's the power of God. Under salvation, when the conditions are met. When they're not met, it's nothing. Foolishness. When the conditions are met. That's your part. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. What's it going to cost me? Your life. Hallelujah. Every day. Lay it down. Say, not my will, Lord, but thy will be done. We committed to the Father. Don't you think he'll choose best for us? Oh, we say yes, don't we? Then we go the other way. We know better than God. We deceive ourselves. Yeah, he's chosen for us life. Eternal. We're in this mortal, but it won't last. We can't continue like this. We can't enter the kingdom like this. Hmm? So your mortality will fail you. Okay. Hmm? We've seen that. Thank God for the resurrection. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 We'll rise again. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Give God the praise. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Father. If there be, therefore, any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, amen, if any fellowship of the Spirit, yes, Lord, if any bowels and mercies, yes, fulfill ye my joy. Amen. That ye may be, that ye be like-minded, oh, yes, having the same love, being of one accord, amen, of one mind. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a man, form of a servant. Thank you, Lord. And was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God hath highly exalted him and given him a name that is above every name. I told you I was going to preach Jesus. That at the name of Jesus, Jesus, every knee should bow. Things in heaven, things in earth, and things beneath the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Hallelujah. To the glory of God the Father. Hallelujah. Wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, this is very pertinent at this hour, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. I like what comes next. Seems contradictory, but is explanatory. It says, for it is God who worketh in you, you know, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Isn't that good? Amen. We're told to work it out. Yes. Next verse say, but it's God doing it. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. That's with everything. Yes. Love one another. Yeah, that's God doing it. Yes. Huh? Yes. Serve one another. Yeah, that if it gets done, it's God doing it. Because it's God that worketh in you, yes, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. When you don't demonstrate love to your neighbor, that's you denying God. God loves all the time. Hmm? And you haven't done anything so low down that God don't love you. That goes for your brother too. Huh? Yeah, Hallelujah. He loves unconditionally with an everlasting love. Huh? While we were yet sinners. Y'all understand we don't have merits except the ones he gave us in Christ. Hallelujah. We're not loved of God because of our merits. We're loved of God in spite of not having any. Not having any righteousness. So he said, I'll give you mine. Imputed unto us his own righteousness. And we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. That's when we don't have our own. We can't have both. We forsake our own, then we are the righteousness of God in Christ. You know, the righteousness of man or the wrath of man doesn't work the righteousness of God. Oh, we love Brother Richard if he'd do right, huh? That's not how God loves Brother Richard. That's not how God loves you. If that was how it's done, we wouldn't be loved. Yeah, love just gets it done. Never fails. Beareth all things, believeth all things, endureth all things. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Covers the multitude of sins. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. For his great love wherewith he loved us. While we were yet sinners. Even when we were enemies. When we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his son. Dare say we don't know how to be reconciled. Lay down your life. Recognize the imputed righteousness from God your brother has. You know, his sins are forgiven. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. It has to be that way. I mean, if God forgave your sins, then he forgave mine. So while God doesn't hold it against me, you are. Well, that you exalt yourself above God. I didn't look at it that way. That's how it is. That's how it is. We're like the old man who, the servant of Elisha, said, man, I'm going to go get some gain out of this.
Okay.
Because the prophet said, man, you don't owe me nothing.
Right.
Huh?
Right.
But the servant said, yeah, I'm going to go get some. That's how we do.
Okay.
God said, concerning your neighbor, huh? He don't owe me anything.
Okay.
But you said, I'm going to go exact from him. You didn't do me right. God forbid if we let folk not do us right. God forbid. With what God has given us, and we let people do us wrong.
Okay.
How sad. God gave us more power than that.
Amen. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Give God the praise. Hallelujah. 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 Give God the praise. Give God the praise. Hallelujah. Give God the praise. Praise the Lord. Give God the praise. Hallelujah. Why? Because he is worthy. Amen. He is worthy. Glory to God. So what do we do now? Looking unto Jesus. Keep yourselves in the love of God. Stand fast. In the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free. Don't be entangled again with the yoke of bondage. With the forms and fashions and the rituals, and don't be entangled again. The Bible says if the law could have given life, then righteousness would be by the law. If the law could give life. But what the law could not do, because it was weak through the flesh. God sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin condemned sin in the flesh. Yeah. We like to hold to the law, huh? Well, the law is just to bring us to Christ, that we might be justified by faith. Hallelujah. That's the purpose of the law.
Huh?
And when you're in Christ, the righteousness of the law is fulfilled.
Amen.
Not otherwise, though. Hallelujah.
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 All right, look like I'm making some of you tired, but hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father. Oh, bless you, Jesus. Well, stand fast. That's what we do. Believe God. Let patience have her perfect work. Count it all joy. Thank you, Lord. Don't look back. Don't even look to the left or to the right. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Hallelujah. We're not here in fear, except the fear of God. And we have the comfort of the Holy Ghost. I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Hallelujah. We'll go to the book of Acts for a moment. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Be encouraged.
Yes.
Stand fast.
Amen.
Be strong in the Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Glory.
And from Miletus he sent to Ephesus and called the elders of the church. And the church has elders. That goes without saying. And when they were come to him, he said unto them, ye know, from the first day that I came into Asia, after what manner I have been with you at all seasons, serving the Lord with all humility of mind, and with many tears and temptations, which befell me by the lying in wait of the Jews. And how I kept back nothing that was profitable unto you, but have shewed you and have taught you publicly and from house to house, testifying both to the Jews and also to the Greeks, repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. And now behold, I go bound in the Spirit unto Jerusalem, not knowing the things that shall befall me, save that the Holy Ghost witnesses in every city, saying that bonds and afflictions abide me. But none of these things move me, neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course with joy and the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus, to testify of the gospel of the grace of God. And now behold, I know that ye all, among whom I have gone preaching the kingdom of God, shall see my face no more. Wherefore I take you to record this day that I am pure, pure from the blood of all men. For I have not shunned to declare unto you all the counsel of God. Take heed therefore unto yourselves and to all the flock over which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers to feed the church of God, which he hath purchased with his own blood. For I know this, that after my departing shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock. Also of your own selves shall men arise, speaking perverse things, to draw away disciples after them. Therefore, watch and remember that by the space of 3 years I cease not to warn everyone night and day with tears. And now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them that are sanctified. Hallelujah.
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 I commend you to God and the word of his grace. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I commend you to God and the word of his grace. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All right. Brother Stair said, What did Brother Stair say? We're not going to twist it around for our own purpose, are we? Well, most likely we might be called to do that. It's no different than the Bible, because folks say, you know, the Bible says. The Bible says. Of course, the scriptures are revealed. The Bible doesn't say the same thing to everybody. That's why we have the Spirit. So we can speak the same thing and have no divisions among us. What's being various members in the body of Christ having different levels of maturity, different gifts and callings. We all hold to some things that Brother Stair said, and more than others. There's some things I hold dear, maybe, that I told you some of them. You know about us running into things that rob us of our faith. Yeah, I hold that dear. Another one, we got to have people that love God and love the people of God. Huh? Y'all don't remember? Oh, well, where are those people? We got to have people that love one another and love God and love the cause of God. I heard him say it. What are you, Brother Stair, say it. You hear me? So we got to have people that love one another and love God and love the cause of God. He did say it. Hallelujah. Yeah. What's wrong with that? Isn't that a good calling? Hallelujah. Huh? Love one another. Love God. Cause of God. Woo! Glory! Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Give God the praise. Praise the Lord. Give God the praise. Glory, glory. So as we say what Brother Stair said, what the Bible said, let's say it in righteousness. To minister grace to the hearers, to edify the body of Christ, to glorify God. And then we're saying it in righteousness. If we're saying it in condemnation, not righteousness. We're saying it for self-exaltation. No. To minister grace to the hearers, to edify the body of Christ, to glorify God. That's even when you say what you say. You said for that reason, to minister grace to the hearers, to edify the body, to glorify God. Hallelujah. Yeah, that's what God's word is for. Glory. And we are the body of Christ. We are. And members in particular. We heard a lot about discerning the body. discerning the body of Christ. Amen. When we fail to discern the body of Christ, there's many that are sickly among you and weak. When we don't discern the body. Remember during the Lord's Passion when he got up from the supper and began to wash his disciples' feet? We're talking about the great God. Began to wash his disciples' feet. The impetuous Peter said, "Not mine. You ain't going to wash my feet." He said, "Peter, if I don't wash you, hallelujah, you have no part with me." Yeah, Peter, wash me all over then. But Jesus said, "I only need to wash your feet." He said, "You don't know what I'm doing now, but you'll know hereafter. If I have been your Lord, I've washed your feet, then ye ought also to wash one another's feet." Love one another as Christ has loved you. Don't love like you love. That's below standard. As Christ has loved you. You love me like that. All right? As Christ has loved you. Not with a tally of all your faults and shortcomings. Huh? That's not how Christ loved you. But with a slate clean. Hallelujah. That's how he loves us. Hallelujah. Glory Jesus. Thank you, Father. Oh, bless your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, the one thing that I find common in community, it's just hard for God's people to get along. I find that common. Among men. We all have our own identities. Makes for separation. Yeah, it's hard to get along if we're going to be white men and black men. It's going to be hard. Going to be very, very hard. Or any such thing. You know. Yankees and rebels and whatever. You know. But if we be Christ, we in Christ, walk in Christ, how does it go in the Bible? If you walk in the light, as he's in the light, then you have fellowship one with another. Because our fellowship is with the Father and through our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, if we walk in the light as he's in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses. All right, from all sins. Not getting along, not walking in the light. That's not complex. We don't know why. Wait, it's not complex. Not walking in the light of Christ. Some light, but it's not the true light. You know, darkness is past, and the true light now shines. Ye were darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory. Give God the praise. Praise the Lord. Give God the praise. Thank you, Lord. So I say to those at Grace, I say, well, I guess you all wait till you get down there at the Overcomer where the Class A saints are. Or the, you can't get along with these Class B saints at Grace. Yeah, I get down there where the Class A saints are. That's how I say it. No? It's the same thing everywhere. Flesh is the flesh is the flesh. No good thing in it. Nothing good. Yeah. Oh, I'm familiar with all the hugging and smooching, and I that doesn't impress me. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
No. We like to give that, but we don't want to give what's required. Oh, I love you, brother. Yeah. We don't mind giving that. We don't want to give what's required. We don't want to really love it. Then we'd have to suffer along with it. You know, like God suffers along with you. Hallelujah. So when I say that, I hope they take it in the right way, you know. The way I say it is we're all saints. That's how I mean it. Of course, you know, takes a little while to, you understand. We can put up with Brother Harbor for a little while. Amen? Now we're enduring, right?
Yeah.
Hallelujah! Oh, praise God. Well, we must suffer along with one another. And that's just our reasonable service. That's part of our vocation. We're not called to be farmers or florists, dishwashers or cooks. We're called to be saints. And we have a vocation. To walk worthy in. Or what the Lord has called us. In all lowliness and meekness. With long suffering. Forbearing one another in love. Praise the Lord. Am I talking right? Yeah. Praise the Lord. You know, it's just like all the many churches they have in the foyer. They're tenets of faith. And in their tenets of faith, it tells all the things that they believe. Which usually we find out that they really don't believe. Is it not true among men? You know what we say we believe. And then oftentimes we find ourselves not believing what we say we believe. Because how we live, how we deal with the brother and the sister, it tells what we believe. How we do in the press, in the time of trial. And the affliction. Yeah, that tells what you believe. Yeah. Everybody say, you know, or many say, Lord, Lord, or I love the Lord, until the testing.
Hallelujah.
So here we are being tested. Exceedingly tossed with tempest. Praise the Lord. So they began to lighten the ship. And after a time of fasting, they had something to eat after Paul cheered them up. And then after that, they threw the wheat over. We need that? Nope. They had to lighten the ship. So things we think we need, we don't need. But my God shall supply all your need. Yeah, we need affliction. We need trial. We definitely need faith in God. You want to hear another one of my brothers said? We'll have faith in the prophet.
Okay, now.
No. Don't even have faith in faith.
All right.
Have faith in God.
Okay.
He did say it.
All right.
He did say it. Hallelujah. He did say it. Have faith in God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. You see my example, don't you? I'm doing this to minister grace, to edify the body, to glorify God. Make sure now when you say what Brother Stair said, you do it for the same reason, in the same spirit. Okay? Hallelujah. And when you say what the Bible says, and do it in the same spirit. Hallelujah. That makes for peace. That makes for peace. Hallelujah. And the peace of God that passeth all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Let the peace of God rule in your, allow it. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Does everybody know what we're going to do now? Huh? Are we going to serve the Lord with gladness? We're going to keep the faith. Huh? Endure hardness as good soldiers. We're going to be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're going to serve one another and love one another with a pure heart, fervently. All men are going to know that we are his disciples because we're going to have love one to another. Hallelujah. We're going to lay down our lives for the brethren. Hallelujah. Glory. 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 Praise the Lord. Glory. Praise the Lord. Amen. So I don't want to hear we don't know what to do. We know what to do. We need to go do it. Huh? In the power of the Lord. Take that whole armor and stand. Stand against the wiles of the devil. Above all now, take that shield of faith. We can quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right. Know them that labor among you. Amen. We thank God for those that labor among us. All right. Sister Burgess, she comes in, she labor. Hallelujah. There are others that come in and labor. We thank God for those that labor. Praise the Lord. Let us all labor to enter into the rest. Amen. One of the things the Bible says is that man ought to always pray and not faint. That means continue to pray. Of course, we don't know what to pray for, but when we present ourselves, the Spirit will pray through us. Hallelujah. Whereas you can come in here and pray through you, no good. Hallelujah, but you yield and the Spirit will pray through you. Hallelujah. Then you can pray through. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord. All right, well, all that you've received, the adversary wants it. The faith that God's given you, adversary wants it. He really has nothing against you. He just hates God. The only problem the devil have with us is God loves us. That's the only problem. Hallelujah. That's a good deal, isn't it? That's a good deal. I'll take that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Jesus loves me. This I know. For the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong. They are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father. Glory to King Jesus. All right. It's God's house, God's work, God's church, God's people. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
God's in charge. You got a problem with that? Hallelujah. Even if you do, he still is. You know, everybody don't believe God. No, some folks say, no, you know, he still is. And he is what he is. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. All right, saints, let's love one another. Love is of God. And everyone that loveth knoweth God. And born of God. You're born of God, aren't you? I believe. Let us love one another. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Praise God. Nothing new, right? No. Praise the Lord. We don't want to bring anything new. We want to hold fast to what we have. Hallelujah. Lord will tell us what we need to know when we need to know it. We don't have to say, are we there yet, Lord? Are we there yet? Huh? Let's walk with the Lord in the light of his word. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Yeah. Just follow the shepherd. Amen. Glory to God. He'll get us where we need to go. The Lord will do it. Hallelujah. That's God's word. You can believe that. Don't let the devil have that. What he said about Brother Edward, you let him have that, but huh? But don't let him have this. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. All right, saints of God, let us stand. We thank God for the things he's done, what he's doing, what he's yet to do. We give him all the glory and all the praise. I've spoken unto you the word of God. I've not lied to you, not deceived you. By the Spirit of God, you know, I spoke the truth. Let's hold fast to it. Amen. Father God, in Jesus' name, we pray to that end that we would lay it to heart. Hold fast this word, O God, and go forth and manifest thy love. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Lord bless you, saints of God. Go in peace. Maranatha.
Wherever he leadeth, even if it's in through death and what have you.